You know, we take a bunch of blankets or some pullers off the couch and, you know, if you have a sectional couch and put them together and make a bed out of that.
Okay. You ever heard that call anything else? Make me a blank on the floor?
No, make me a bed, that's it.
Okay. All right, if someone said we expect a big yield from that pineapple field this year because the soil is very...
rich.
Or another word for rich.
Soil's rich.
Fertile. Okay. And what do you call the flat lowland along a stream?
The riverbed.
Okay. If they were farming, you know, along a river or stream like that, what would you call that land? Like people up in the mountains all the time dream of.
People not in the stream.
Because it's real, supposed to be real rich. It floods, you know.
Dams. No, that's what I'm about.
Okay. How about, what would you call low-lying grassland?
Lowland.
Okay. Anything, you know, just something that wouldn't grow anything but maybe just grass or something like that. Maybe like, you know, like along one of the keys, it won't grow anything but just grass.
It's not going to grow along the keys just because of the land's being poor. You know, too much lime in the ground won't grow.
Okay. How about like the Everglades is a what?
Everglades is swamp.
Okay.
Swampland, swamp.
Okay. Do you consider, do you have a lot of swamplands along the Key?
I would say no, because there's not too many in the Keys that's where you could take, you know, you think of swamps, you think about airboats and snakes and alligators or crocodiles.
Are there trees in the swamps?
Yeah. No, not, they've got, you know, some areas there's plenty of trees, but then swamplands, that tall, they call snake grass.
Yeah.
And the Keys, where they're building up right now.
Yeah, I drove down through around the Okeechobee.
Yeah.
How about a place where salt hay grows? You ever seen it?
Salt what?
Hay.
Hay?
You ever heard of that? On shoreline? Okay. How about, what different kinds of soil would you find around here? How would you describe it?
You got marl.
Well, now what's that?
Marl is a rock.
Oh.
You got black dirt, sand.
Now, if it's sandy, how would they describe it? They'd say that's sandy, or?
To me, it's sandy. Grow very much. Can't grow anything, hardly.
Okay. How about the soil itself? Low. You know, starts off. Sound starts low.
low.
You ever heard of a soil type called loam?
No.
Okay. If you're talking about developing in the Everglades, if they're getting the water off of the swamps, you have.
They're draining it off.
Okay. And what do they have to dig to get it out? Get the water off.
They dig canals.
Okay. And what kind of bodies of water can you think of?
You got a lake, oceans, seas, rivers. Let's see. Is that about it? Isn't it? Seas, rivers, oceans.
Okay, how about just a little stream?
Yeah, stream. Brook.
Okay.
Wow. That's about it.
Cripple?
You mean, was it Ripple Creek? Cripple Creek? Something like that.
Okay. And how about a shallow arm of the sea? You know, a tidal stream. You know, it's only there when the ocean's tides are in. Have you ever heard of anything like that? They might have some around here.
Only there? No. I think of sandbars. It's when the tide goes out. You have those. That's about it.
All right. How about if, like, we had a real heavy rainfall here and mm-hmm. you had a little bit of a slope in your yard or something, and it cut out a